Blog Talk Radio.
With your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Yahweh's Radio. Worldwide International Radio Broadcast is now on the air. Yahweh's Radio. Yahweh's Ministry. I be your host by name, your seer, Israel of Seed Royal. We're doing a series called Unlocking the Biblical Mystery of the Bible, part number 66. We're going to scroll down the international side and see what can we see on the international side. And all the slots is filled. That's 195 international countries. And that's a good thing. But extra count for the room, we cannot see it, so we'll let that be. All right, 195 international countries is in the room. The count we can't see, so we'll pass that up. And if you can go find our elder and bring it in, and he'll tell you all about this broadcast of tape number 66. And then we'll raise the curtain up, and we'll see all that will be on stage for tonight's episode part number 66. We'll see who all will be on stage. Remember one thing, we are live on Power Talk as we speak, too. So Yahweh be with you all. We're going to see me find our elder and bring him in. And when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Tibbs. Yahshua Bishop L.C. Royal.
And Yahshua bless you, see you as well, Seed Royal. Hallelujah. Yahshua.
Hallelujah, Yahshua. Elder, well, one thing we can say, Elder, all the slots is filled to 195 international countries. They got a representative in for tape number 66, but to actual count, we don't know. Blot it out. But one thing we do know, the box tail have been lit and the curtain have went up. So what you got to tell this national audience of a tape 66 on the clock, come on.
Once again, first of all, we want to say Yahweh bless you, see you as well. And thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And we know we do have a lot of listeners, even though that there's no count on the network. But being so, we have a lot of issues that we've noticed. And I'm quite sure that everyone else has noticed also with the use of this nation and the parenting. This is a problem that's getting more serious as we speak today. You know, we had left the due order of Yahweh, and now we're on the unlocking of the biblical mysteries. Each time we have a new session, that means something, but it's still about Yahweh. I'm seeing more problems getting more serious than ever. People asking you, have you seen the youths, how they're acting now? Of course I've seen them. And the due order, what we're talking about, has not been properly taught. And not learn correctly. The mystery of the Bible is learning Yahweh's teachings correctly. This is what we're here for, to make sure that this bad teaching and misunderstanding is put out there in a correct manner. First of all, the protocol of the Bible, where the word came from. Word came from the Father, Yahweh the Father, to Yahweh the Son, to the minister spirits, then to the seers, to the elders. And where the elders minister this word unto you. Even at home, we look how this order takes place, where the Yahwali man teaches the Yahwali mothers. The Yahwali mothers teaches the kids before they go out into the world. I had spoken on this before. This is a serious thought to keep in matter. Even the Bible speaks of this in Proverbs chapter 22, verse number 6. 6 says, train up a child in the way he or she should go, and when he or she is old, he or she will not depart from it. This is one thing that's not being done properly in all cases. We find that discipline is a necessary instrument when raising a child. So when he grows up, we won't see the things that we're seeing now. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 29, verse 15. 15 says, the rod and reproof give wisdom. But when a child is left to himself or herself, bringeth his mother to shame. So to keep from doing this, we do our work at home. We make sure that homework is done to a kid properly, that the due order is taught correctly, and that we find that the due order is a learned behavior. Years ago, I spoke on this a couple of weeks ago, and seriously, this is not being taken in mind. Years ago, look at the indigenous people, the indigenous elders, what they call Indians now. They held the powwows and passed their stories to the fathers and the mothers so that this tribal teachings about life and their customary tradition could be passed on to the youth, and it became, I should say, molded into their minds. And this is a life cycle that they continue, which nowadays, most of the parenting that we see now, I gave that a name some time ago. We call it peer pressure. That's the training from the streets, the pressure that they get out there and bring back home. And no proper teaching in most homes. This is why we see the directions of the youth, why they're sparing off. And how do you answer this? Well, one answer is in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5. Let's see what verse 5 says. Verse 5 specifically says, if anyone does not know how to manage his own family, how can he take care of the children of Israel, which we call church, of Yahuwah. And this is a known fact. If you can't do the word, how can you teach the word? And this is what we do in this ministry. Very serious about getting that word of Yahuwah to all those people out there that need it. All the teaching that we have is from one book, from one mind. Numbers 15, chapter 6, verse 16 says, "One law, one manner shall be for you and for the stranger that sojourneth with you." All on one accord, so that we're doing the same thing at the same time. Just imagine the soldiers in cadence, everybody walking in order. This is done to show coordination. One mind, one thing being done so they get to the same place at the same time. That entrance to righteousness, as I said before, is very narrow. So to keep you on that narrow path so we can get there, we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcasts of Yahuwah's ministry that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And first and foremost, about Yahuwah's word, learning how to connect the books, your health and foods you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days that we often mention. And we do this because you have not. Information that you have came to seek and now you found, you have to look no further. You now found that in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadav. We have a time that we're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days are Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. And generally not having a class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. Top part of the Sabbath, current time of starting, is Friday from 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath class, that's Saturday. Temple class we have starts at 12 p.m. And we have an online class from 2 to 5 until our members desire to leave. We also have a website address. Just open up any search line. Right on that search line, enter www.tribeysdh.com. Well, when you click enter, just on the big line, you'll see some choices. One of the choices will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. In the other device, you might see menu, but after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells all of us when we read the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. 7 says, "Give unto the Yahuwah, O your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength." 8, "Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." You know, when we're doing this, I always remind everyone to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And donations to this ministry is also greatly appreciated, that you give according to the Bible scriptures that are mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and again mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah alive, and also for building a school, which is very well needed, as I can see. A banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also, while there, we have a calendar. Don't forget to check that calendar. It will help keep you, family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to all of us throughout the year. So when you say you don't know what a feast day is, the calendar will be explained by biblical detail, by scripture, what the feast days are, when they begin, and when they end. We also have a live program. This is a feature that's available during live broadcast time. To get there, just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And when you click on it, look for Voices of the True Israelite, Tribe of Yadav. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into a live online broadcast where the teachings do begin. We also have a couple of email addresses if you have questions what the listening members can use. The first is tribe. That spelling is tribeyhdh @gmail.com. This is for writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answered or related topics. The other is yhdh, ysraeel, @gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. Now, we also have a few numbers to righteously call with Yahweh in mind. The first being our live conference room number. This number is 319-527-6065. The other number is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number, where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahweh's ministry. Also, by calling that same number, you can order what we have known today as our 12 programs via the 12 tribes of Israel on DVD, any particular 12 programs of your choice. Now, if you find that you've missed the beginning of our program today, you can always listen to the entire recorded show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. Once again, just enter the three words, Yahweh Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. Just choose the program that you are late logging into, or at that point, any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, another note. During the normal Blog Talk broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting our program on Pal Talk, where our sound is crystal clear. We will be listed on Pal Talk under ethnic group, African American. Just look for Voices of the True Israelites once again, Tribe of Yahdah. You'll find this is where Yahweh's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any of the on-the-table topics we discuss will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with the Seer Israel, writing as Shotgun. And during this time, we'll be taking no topics off what we discuss or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And you'll find that if our Broad Talk teaching has ended before time, we will continue our teaching on Pal Talk. Yahweh be with you all. Well, we have to know that today is another day for the word of Yahweh, and we're serious about that. Nothing has changed except the number of people, and that's always a commendable thing. More people to hear Yahweh's word, the better that it is for all of us on one accord. Those that come to commend it, add unto it, only following by certain people, want to cast that same word we listen to behind their back. Want to hear their favorite verses in the Bible, and even taking those verses another way. Along with the noisemakers, complainers, want to be a deceptive listener. Oh, and don't forget the page flippers, looking like they're paying attention but are completely lost when they're called to speak. This is pretty serious. It's seriously forgotten we're only one man or one woman, and time is not in our favor. We can only do 100% of what one man or one woman that was Yahweh created to do in this life, and that's if at all possible. Anyone ever tells they've done more, they just lied. Now they're doing the work of another, and that's impossible. So to find out what our continued possibilities will be in the word of Yahweh, we will pass our program over to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahweh.
That's excellent, Elder, on your part. We're just looking over them memos while you was looking at all these new memos that's coming in as we speak. And that was excellent on your part, so we'll wrap back and see what we can get in. All right, good. That's excellent on that part. And Bubba G. Elvis, he said, I got it. I'm going to be the first one in the room this time. I want to hear the elder, Mr. Tibbs, give me some inspiring words. So he said, I'm back to hear Mr. Tibbs. So Yahweh be with you, that Bubba G. Edwards. And Mr. Tibbs, he'd be back for some more. He might be back in all through it. Because one thing about it, the elder play every part in the room. He ready to play every hand that he can get his hand on to play. That's our hero. So, excellent, Brother G. Elwood. So, you heard the elder give his commentary, and he will give a second commentary a little bit later, but he might be also in the middle of everything. He loves to get his hand all into everything. That's a good thing. All right, good enough. Taking on 66, and remember, the foxtail have been lit, and the curtain have went up. And so since the curtain have went up, we'll go see who all going to be on stage for tonight's take number 66. While I'm looking at these memos on fold. So let's see who all will be when the curtain have went up. Let's see who all will be on stage. Well, I see one of the teachers out of Camp One, Brother Titus, is in the room. So he's on stage. Let me see when I bring Brother Titus in and introduce him as the curtain went up. Brother Titus, tribe of Yahdai Judah, one of the teachers out of Camp One. Brother Titus, Yahqua BJ, I see you right.
Yahqua bless you. Brother C. Israel, C. Roy.
Hallelujah, right there, Brother Titus. Excellent. Okay, that's Brother Titus. He said he's getting ready. That's one of the teachers out of Camp One. He's getting ready. All right, good enough. Let's see who all else will be on stage for the nice episode part 66. Let's see, Mother E. Tribal Yahdai, one of the mothers out of Camp One. Mother E. Y'all probably beat it, I see you right. Mother E. Mother E. Tribal Yahdai Judah. WCC, I can hear a microphone. Can you turn up a little bit? Mother E. Tribal Yahdai Judah. Y'all probably beat it, they right.
Y'all probably beat
it,
Israel.
Let's
see you, Roy. Hallelujah,
Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Excellent. All right. There go, that's Mother E. Let's see what we find here. Sister D.T. Israel, tribe of Yahdai Judah. Sister D.T. Israel.
Yep.
Yahqua bless you, Israel, tribe of Yahdai Judah.
And Yahqua bless you, see Israel, of see Royal. Hallelujah, Yahqua. Yes,
hallelujah.
Indeed.
Excellent. Okay, good enough here. Oh, we got the curtain. Box to hell went up, and the curtain to hell went up. So we don't see if we find our brother Titus to look right there to Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Brother Titus, one of the teachers out of Camp One. Brother Titus, formerly known as Brother T. Brother Titus. He said, okay, I got my biblical name. I'm Titus. Okay, good, Brother Titus. Brother Titus, tribe of Yahdai Judah. Yahqua beat you there, see you right one more time.
Hey, Yahqua bless you there, Israel of C. Roy. Hallelujah, Yahqua.
Luke, chapter 12, verse 12, Brother Titus, what did he say? Let's look at Luke 12, 12, let's see what we can get going on there, Brother Titus.
Luke chapter 12, verse 12, for the righteous spirit to teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
Mm-hmm. So we clear that the righteous spirit will teach you in the same hour there, Brother Titus. You know, that's a kind of great responsibility. Let's go find out exactly why the name is chosen for Brother Titus. Once upon a time known as Brother T. Let's show you why that name is on the clock and it's going to ride your back all the way into eternity. Let's go to our first book of Titus, chapter 1, particular verse 4. Let's see what's going on there. Brother Titus, we're going to 1 verse 4 and we'll take it all the way down to verse number 9. Let's find out exactly what's going on there, Brother Titus. Chapter 1. Fold down to verse 9 in the book of Titus. Yeah, come on. Let's do that. Say, come on, you on the clock. Come on.
Titus, chapter 1, verses 4 to 9. To Titus, my own comment, faith, grace, mercy, Yahweh the Father, and Yahweh, Yahweh say, verse 5, first call, let I, you, increase, that you should set in order the things that are wanted, that are ordained elders in every city, as I have appointed you. Verse 6, if any be blameless, the husband of one wife, having faithful, righteous children, not accused of riot or unruly. Verse 7, a bishop, polluted word for elder, must be blamed as a steward of Yahweh, not self-willed, not soon angry, not given to wine, nor striker, not given to filthy lucre. Verse 8, but a lover of hospitality, a lover of good man, sober, just, righteous, temperate. Verse 9, hold fast the faithful, righteous word as he has been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine, teaching, both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers.
That's big. That's real. That's big talk there, Brother Titus. Now you know you got a great big load on your shoulder behind that. So that Brother Titus has been installed on you. So now you got to always keep at that Titus chapter 1, verse 4 down to verse 9, and make sure let's run to First Corinthians. We put that to the side. That's some tall shoes there, Brother Titus. So you think you ready for that test there, Brother Titus?
Hey, when the heat is turned up, you got to ask for some more.
That's right. There you go there, Brother Titus. That's excellent. All right, that's excellent. But that's what I'm talking about. See, one thing we know, the box can't have been lit and the curtain hair went up. It's a great responsibility in the word of Yahweh. And one thing about it, we have to step up according to as it is written. And I was looking at these memos, but I want to examine something there, Brother Titus, one of the teachers out of Camp 1. I want to examine a couple of things. And when I was looking at this memo, it just came in. And we touched on it a little bit yesterday. And it so happened, it got away from me just that fast. Well, I guess maybe it got away from me for me to go another way, because we have a tendency to think that we are ancient Egyptians. So, Brother Titus, we're going to see what Yahweh says in Leviticus chapter 18, because he's going to tell a people something. So they have a tendency to hook the children of Israel up as being ancient Egyptians. And then they'll say, well, you know, one thing about the king, his queen was on his side. Okay, good. But we're going to take a look at that in Leviticus chapter 18. Let's read until we get our point. Let's see, do we connect by being ancient Egyptians. Look at 18 chapter, Brother Titus, figure verse 1. You're on the clock. Come on, let's read down to get that point. Come on.
The book of Leviticus of the Heavenly Tablets, the Torah instruction, Leviticus chapter 18, verse 1 reads, and Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 2, speak unto the children of Israel, and said to them, I am Yahweh, your Yahweh. Verse 3, after the doors of the land of Egypt, polluted word Mizraim, land of bondage, wherever you dwell, should you not do after the doors of the land of Canaan, where thou bring you, should you not do, neither should you walk in their ordinance. Verse 4, you should do my judgment and keep my ordinance, and to walk therein. I am Yahweh, your Yahweh. Verse 5, you should therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, which if a man do, he should live in them. I am Yahweh. Verse 6, none of you
Verse 6. That's what he read there. So what he just telling the children of Israel, that I want you to have no dealings with the Egyptians. So he letting you know that what the Egyptians got on the table, I don't want you to have no dealings with them. So you got brothers and ancient Egyptians. But wait a minute, we just find out that Yahweh is saying, I don't want you to have nothing to do with the ancient Egyptians or the Canaanites. And matter of fact, who was the ancient Egyptians and Canaanites according to the 10th chapter, verse number 1 of Genesis there, Brother Titus? But take a look and see exactly who he's telling us he wants us to have nothing to do with. I mean, this is what Yahweh said. Let's go to Genesis 10, pick it up verse 1.
The first book of the Torah instructions, known as the Book of Beginnings, Genesis chapter 10, verse 1. Now these are the generations of the sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And
good.
Unto them,
right there. I got all of them on the table. All three of them came out of Shem. So we clear about that. I mean, out of Noah, we got it 10:6. Now, let's see can we find out of Ham what we got came out of Ham. We got, so Noah is the father of Shem, Ham, and Japheth. That's true. Now, what I want to get is who came out of Ham. Let's find out who came out of Ham that we can put our finger on there. And 10, verse 9.
All right, the book of Genesis, chapter 10. And the sons of Ham, Cush, and Mizraim, and Put, and Canaan.
Uh-huh. So all them is what you call the sons of Ham. So all them is the sons of Ham. And he's telling you in Ham today is what you call African people today. So the Almighty is telling us to have no dealings with them. Otherwise, what they got on the table, when it comes down to, I use the word called religious matters, you have no dealing with them. That's what he just said, have no dealing with the sons of Ham. Now let's run to the 11th chapter. Let's run to the 11th chapter of Exodus, Brother Titus, and look what it says in 11 verse 6. Because that verse has been pulled somewhere in 11 verse 6. So let's see what he says in 11 verse 6 of Exodus. Come out there, Brother Titus. 11 verse number 7. Exodus 11, verse 7, why he don't want children of Israel to have no dealings with the descendants of Ham, one you call today African people. 11, verse 7, what it say?
The second book of the Heavenly Tablets, Torah, the book of Exodus, chapter 11, verse 7 reads, but against any of the children of Israel, should not a dog move his tongue against man or beast, that you may know that Yahweh do put a difference between the Egyptians, little word, the Mizraimites, and Israel.
So the Almighty hand stepped in there, and he made a difference between the Egyptians, the sons of Ham, called African peoples, and the children of Israel that have been called African peoples, but not so. So now you see the Almighty hand is in it, and he told leadership to tell the children of Israel, have no dealings with them. Because the reason why he said that in the 7th chapter of Deuteronomy verse 1, see, Yahweh would tell you something in advance. It's up to you to follow what he got written. And once you understand what he got written, it's going to stand. And you're going to be plagued more ways than one when you don't be when you don't listen to what he got written already in the book. Now, in the 7th chapter, Brother Titus, pick up verse 1. Deuteronomy 7, verse 1. He can tell you why he don't want you to deal with the one that's called African people. He's going to tell you some things in the first 5 books. It's up to you, especially the 6 anointed camps, to be aware of these things, because if you go against your mighty one, that ain't number of temporarily pleasure. But in the end, it's going to be a disaster to you because you're going to violate what he's told you not to do. In the 7th chapter, verse 1 says what? And it got nothing to do with color. The point we make, it got nothing to do with color, because the sinners of Ham look just like the children of Israel. Let's get a case in point. Hold that point. Mother, let's get a case in point on that. Let's get a case in point. You can't tell a difference between the children of Israel and the Egyptians. I just want to ask for chapter 2 there, Mother E. Let's prove the point that when you look at them, you cannot tell the difference. So that's why he gave you a certain way of life to tell the difference. So we're going to see exactly that is no difference between the children of Israel than the ancient peoples of Ham, Cush, Mizraim, Put, and Canaan, which is all dark race of peoples. Mother E, let's go to Exodus chapter 2. And we'll pick up verse number 16 down to verse 19. Let's see, can we tie this in? That is no different when you look at them. That's why Yahweh had to do some things for you could be clearly knowing some difference. He did some things, and we got to read it shortly. Let's look at Exodus chapter 2 there, Mother E. 2:16-19 of the book of Exodus. What does it say? Mother E, let's see what's going on here. I got a delay of WCC. I'm getting a delay. Mother E, did you get that verse? Well, we know you heard it. 2:16 down to verse 19. It's getting a delay. Mother E, you're on the clock. Come out.
Book of Exodus, chapter 2, verse 16 to 19. Verse 16. Now the priest of Midian has 7 daughters, and they came and draw water and fill their troughs to water their father's flock. Verse 17. And the shepherd came and drove them away. But Moses stood up and helped them and watered their flock. Verse 18. And when they came to Ur, their father, he said, "How is it that thou art come so soon today?" Verse 19. And they said, "An Egyptian delivered us out of the hand of the shepherd, and also draw water enough for us and water the flock."
So 7 women look ready at Moses. He didn't tell them who he were. And what they call Moses? Mother E in verse 19.
And they said, "An Egyptian."
So the children of it, so the children of, and Moses come from the Levi tribe. So Moses, 7 women look directly at Moses and call Moses an Egyptian. So we got nothing to do with color. That ain't got nothing to do with color. That he don't want you to deal with the one they call African today. Got nothing to do with color. Because they looked at Moses and they spoke. 7 women pointed him out. You go in the court of law, 7 people point you out. You know, whatever it is, if it's in your favor or not your favor, that's going to stand. So Moses was called an Egyptian by 7 women. Now, back to Brother Titus in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 1. What does it say? Matthias?
The fifth book of the Heavenly Tablets, or the first five books, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 7, verse 1 reads, when Yahweh, your Yahweh, should bring you in the land, whether you go to possess it, has cast out many nations before you, the Hittites, and the Gershonites, and the Amorites, and the Canaanites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, seven nations greater and mightier than you, O children of Israel, O congregation of the children of Israel. Verse 2, and when Yahweh, your Yahweh, should deliver them before you, you should smite them and utterly destroy them. You should make no covenant with them unto them. Verse 3, neither should you make marriages with them. Your daughter should not be his sons, nor his daughter should you take unto your son. Verse 4, take your son from following me, that they may serve false Yahweh, so will the anger of Yahweh be kindled against you, O congregation of the children of Israel, and destroy you suddenly.
And do what with you?
And destroy you suddenly.
Oh. And what that's supposed to mean by destroying you suddenly? He says, don't have no dealing with the sons of Ham, which is called today the African peoples. He said, don't make no marriage with the African peoples. He says, because if you do, he said, I'm going to destroy you. Now, that's what the Almighty said. So it got nothing to do with color, see, right? See, we always have a tendency to look at color. No. We got to obey to get the blessing, and that's why we got to be in position to be able to teach this and get the land, school, and banquet hall to help our ones to come. Because when you send them off into these high schools and colleges, they get to intermixing with other peoples, and the more they deal with them, there's nothing wrong with dealing with them, but not married to them. Intellect, working with them is one thing. Marriage is another. Because if you know nobody, you know what? See that? That's why we got to be clear, see, right? We got to find out one thing. How to get Yahweh to come back in to be superseded over us is we got to be taught what rules that he passed down. And then since we've tried everything else, why don't we try what he got written and see how it work out for you? So he tell you the sons of Ham, which called the African peoples. Don't marry them. He said, and don't deal with them that kind of way, because they're going to turn you from following me. See that? So that is what they'll say right here. So we're clear about that. That's why we got to be very careful about what we do. And that's why the teachers got to come forward and be prepared to teach. And when they see these things unfolding themselves, we'd be able to tie it in. Now, let's see if anything changed there, Sister DT as well. We go on and look and see exactly did anything change after the Almighty Son gave that instruction to Moses. Yes, he the one gave instruction to Moses. And we're going to 15:21. We're going to 15:21 of the book of Matthew. But before we pull it out, I want to make sure we're clear. Let's see if we bring Mother Dia on the stage. She came in, so we're going to bring Mother Dia is on the stage, and when you meet the Mother Dia, come on, with loud voice, you say, Mother Dia, Israel, tribe of Yahweh, Judah, Yahweh be say right.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of Sea Royal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, we clear that he's saying make no dealings with them. And a verse just came across my mind now. It slipped my mind just that fast, Mother dear. It just slipped my mind why he said, I guess it'll come back with me shortly. It'll come back to me shortly. But right now, let's see what it says in the book of Matthew, chapter 15.
Yes.
And then we'll look at the 21. We're going to read down until we hear this conversation. Now, remember, we find out that Ham had, four or five sons somewhere, and one of them was named. We find out that Yahweh said, have no dealings with the children of Ham. And it comes down to, you know, you can work with them, but not physically marriage and all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
Now, Yahweh gave his instructions to Moses. Now it dawned on me what I had to bring on the table. Mother of Israel. Let's run through St. John chapter 5, 39, 45 to 47 of Mother of Israel. Let's see, can we tighten up some things. St. John chapter 5, 39, then skip down to verse 45 to 47. Mother of Israel, what does that say?
St. John chapter 5.
Yeah, pick it up at verse 39 and skip down to verse 45 to 47.
Okay, St. John chapter 5, verse 39, skip to 45 to 47.
Mm-hmm.
St. John chapter 5, verse 39 reads, search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. Verse 45. Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuses you, even Moses, in whom you trust. 46. For had you believed Moses, you would have believed, for he wrote of me. 47. But if you believe not his writing, how shall you believe my words?
Mm. All right. So Moses is telling the disciples, the followers, that, listen, when you read the book, the first five books, everything from the left side of the book, that's talking about me. It's not talking about the Father. He said, that's talking about me. He said, now, if you don't believe Moses right, you're not going to believe nothing I'm saying. He said, I'm the one back there. I'm the one gave the instructions to Moses. He said, Moses is writing about me. So Moses wrote about him in Genesis 1:1, Mother D of Israel. And Genesis 1:1, he wrote about Yahweh, the Son. Let's see if we pick up the Son in Genesis 1, verse 1. So they said, well, the reason why you ain't found him is because you got to come out the congregation of the dead. And you can pick up Yahweh, the Son, in Genesis 1, verse 1. Pick him up there, Mother D of Israel.
Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, Yahweh the Son created the heavens and the earth.
You see that? The only reason you can't find him is because you didn't open the Bible up. Because you got to be in the right ministry that you can pick him up, but you only can pick him up through the precepts. So there it is right there. Moses, when Moses was given instruction, it wasn't the Father saying nothing to Moses. It was Yahweh the Son. And Yahweh the Son is the one that creates the heaven and the earth. And Joseph is no way around. He's the one who creates the heaven and the earth right there. That's where you precept your Bible, then you'll see it. So now, Yahweh the Son has told Moses to tell the children of Israel, don't make no marriage with the descendants of African peoples called Ham, because they're going to turn you away from following me, and then I'm going to hurt you. So that's Yahweh the Son is telling Moses that. Now, here he comes in the Bible, in the 15th chapter, verse 21. Here he comes in the body. 15:21, he in the body. Let's see what he says, Sister D.T. Israel, in the 15th chapter of Matthew, verse 21. And he's listening to conversation that's going on what we know now. Let's see what's going on. You and the clock, come out.
All right, the book of Matthew, chapter 15, verse 21. Then Yahweh the Son went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. Keep reading.
Yes, keep reading. Verse 22.
And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Yahweh, thou son of David. My daughter is greatly vexed with the devil. Verse 23. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples, followers came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. Verse 24. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
Go ahead.
Verse 25. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, why help me? Verse 26. But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs. Ooh, hallelujah.
What he is called, the Canaanites?
But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to the dogs.
So what did Yahweh the Son just call that Canaanite woman?
He called her a dog.
He called her a dog. So it ain't got nothing to do with cup. Now back up to the teacher, 11 verse 7. So Exodus. So see, Yahweh, he'll tell you exactly how he the one, remember, he followed in the orders of his father. Father the one gave him this instruction. So he just called a person look just like him in color-wise a dog. And that was the Canaanites, the sons of Ham. And he pulled that verse to make no difference in 11 verse 7. What did he say in 11 verse 7 there, Sister T.T.? Israel, or Exodus. What did he say in 11 verse 7?
All right. The book of Exodus, chapter 11. Verse 7, but against any of the children of Israel shall not a dog move his tongue against man or beast, that ye may know how that Yahweh doth put a difference between the Egyptians and Israel.
Is that it? So what did Yahweh when he was in his form of his greatness, what he called, what did he tell Moses that the Egyptian was in his eyes?
Said there was a dog. He referred to him as a dog.
Now you see that? So they are there. Now let's come back. And let's come back. Now the woman doing all she can. And let's see, do she agree? See, here's the point. What happens, we don't know how to make the other nation agree. But let's see if that's a new thing. Let's see, did they agree exactly? Did the Canaanites, the sons of Ham, the daughters of Ham, did they agree of being all of them? We go and find out. Did they agree or did they say, I dare you, you call me what? Let's go back and see what happened when he called all the dog races of the sons of Ham a dog. Let's see if there's any. We know there's a big argument going on behind this. Let's go back and find out. Pick it back under that verse number 20, 15, 25 again. Let's bring that verse back again, and let's see exactly what happened when he said, it's not meat, that means not right, to take the children of Israel's bread and cast it to the dogs of the nation.
Yes.
Now, we know it's going to be an argument, a tussle, and a rouser behind it. Let's find out what we can read. Come on.
The book of Matthew, verse 15, verse 26. But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. Verse 27. And she said, "True, Yahweh. Yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table."
Now you see that. Now you see, you see, you see, now you see how things used to be. See, everybody knew their role then, and that's the reason why the world is out of order, because the children of Israel are out of order. Now, how did the world understood everything then, but now we don't even know who we are? She said, "I ain't got no problem there, but can we get a little, you know, a little leftover this ball, you know?" And that's where he is now, D. Ray. Can we get a little crumbs? You know, he's going to hear a little of that word. Okay, you know, we know. We see, everybody knew their role then. And that's the reason why the Sixth Anointing Council got to come now according to the Bible. So when you read that John 3:16, it must be something wrong with it, because everybody in the beginning understood that their role was secondary to the children of Israel. Back in Deuteronomy 7:6, for the DT Israel, it was a profound statement made. What was made in Deuteronomy? See, we have to know these things. Because when we have our young grandbabies go off into college and stuff like that, we gotta show them soundly that you no longer have the blessing of Yahweh over your head by doing what the world tells you to do in dominion with other nations. You don't have the blessing of Yahweh, so you move by chance and choice of your own. But it's not biblically wise to do so. Because look what he says in 7:6 there, Sister Deacon
Deuteronomy 7:6.
Look what he says. So this was to be implanted in the ears of the children of Israel. The parents supposed to implant this in your grandbaby's ear, your position, before being a baby, to pass it on always. 7:6. Listen good.
I write the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 7:6. For thou art a holy people, a righteous people, unto Yahweh thy Yahweh. Yahweh thy Yahweh hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself, above all people that are upon the face of the earth.
You see that? See, that was for being inbred into your offspring. That you is a special people.
Yes.
And your position in the world is to be, what according to 7:6 to be?
It says above all people that are upon the face of the earth.
You see that? You see that? See, that was the position you've all been able to tell. When you learn this word and tell your offsprings and not take a backseat to anybody, because that's not your position. Your position is to be above all the races. And once you understand your position of being above all races, let's run back up to Titus and find out exactly what's going on. Now, once we find out that we are above all peoples, and you've shown the Bible, you're reading the Bible, then let's see exactly, you put the seer in a great position to be able to say this. Let's go to the 26th chapter, verse 15 down to verse 19, Brother Titus. One of the teachers out of Camp 1, Brother Titus. We're going to the 26th chapter, 15 and verse 19. So you got the seer's hand where he can't move, because he cannot go and make a petition for you, because first of all, you will not recognize the fact that the matter is that your position is to be above. And not back over that point there, Brother Titus. Mother E, back up to Numbers 15, 15 and 16. Mother E, Numbers 15, 15 and 16. Let me show you what. Remember, we found out that Yahweh the Son is the one talking to Moses. Now look what he says in Numbers 15, 15 and 16. Listen real good. Mother E, what do you say?
Book of Numbers, chapter 15, verse 15 and verse 16. Verse 15, one order shall be both for you for the congregation, the children of Israel, and also for the strangers that sojourned with you, and ordered forever in your generation, as you are, so shall the stranger be before the Yahweh. Verse 16, one law, one Torah instruction, and one manner shall be for you, and for the stranger that sojourned with you.
Mm-hmm. Read another verse.
Verse 17.
Now read 16 again. I don't hear 16 again, that mother. It sounds pretty good. I just want to hear it again.
Verse 16. One law, one Torah instruction, and one manner shall be for you and for the... Okay. One law and one manner shall be for you, the children of Israel, and for the strangers that sojourned with you. Verse 17.
Good, mother. So we find out that it was instructions given to the children of Israel. So it was instructions given to them. He's saying, listen, when a stranger or any other nation comes before you, you cannot adopt to nothing they got on the table as you are. So should a stranger be. So this was an order that was Moses and Yahweh the Son is when he told him. He said, one manner of instructions for you. As you are, so should a stranger be. Mm-hmm. See, that's what he said. Now I gotta pull a whole nother rant out of here behind that. Yeah, that sounds pretty good, that Brother Seer. So you might well work with that. Let's see if we find Brother Titus and let's do a little work with that. Now look at your face. He says now one way to the children of Israel. So now if you catch yourself doing anything that they're doing, understand one thing. You out of the will of Yahweh. You in the will of the world. So keep that in your mind. So examine yourself. Is you in the will of Yahweh? Something to be saying over you? Or are you in the will of the world? Now. Brother Titus. See, we're going to Jeremiah. We're going to Jeremiah 28. Now, Jeremiah was raised from the womb to take care of his business. And we want to find out exactly some things that were said to Jeremiah. Now, Jeremiah was raised from the womb. We're not going to read 1, 4, and 5. But he was raised from the womb. See, one thing about it, when the school, the land school, and the bank were all come, we're getting the teachers prepared first. He said, yeah, okay, sir. If the schools start building today, where are the teachers that going to be able to teach this book, the 12 rooms that's going to be built? Where are they at? Do they understand the rules and regulations? My rules. So that's the point he's saying. So when we come on this network, we come humble to let you know exactly what this man is saying. And then once we prepared to have two teachers in every room, And we got to be able to teach the Bible. You know, let's teach the Bible. Let's see what it says in the 29th chapter of Brother Titus. And we'll pick up verse 4. Now, he's going to tell Jeremiah to tell them something. Throw it out in verse 8. And then he'll tell you the consequences of it if you don't listen. And 17 down to verse 19. Now, you see, for the official point, when he come to the fear, that's how he operates. Jeremiah is a seer. So he, out of all the 12 tribes of Israel, it don't work the way that we've been taught all our life. This is how it works. Let's read the Bible and show you how it works. Now, here it is. Let's see who coming to who. Northern kingdom, southern kingdom, who coming to who, and what the conversation is all about. Brother Titus, look at the 29th chapter, look at verse 4. Are we going somewhere? Because I'm looking at this memo that I got. So, but I'm sitting the stage for this memo to be crusty before I get this memo. Let's see what's going on in Jeremiah 29, verse 4, down to verse 8. Let's see what the Bible say to Jeremiah that was raised from the womb in 1, verse 4 and 5 to tell the southern kingdom, Yahweh, Judah, Israel, this information. Look, we tell them in advance in 29, 4 down to verse 8. Then skip down to 17 through 19. Come on, there, brother Titus, you on the clock. Come on.
The book of Jeremiah, the seer, chapter 29, verse 4 to 8. Get down verse 17 to 19. Jeremiah 29. Thus saith Yahweh of Israel, unto all that are who have cause to be carried away from the southern kingdom, Yada unto Babylon.
Hold that point.
Verse 5.
Hold that point. Hold that point right there. Now, who is he talking about right now that was carried away to Babylon, Brother Titus? Who is he talking about right there in that verse right there? Now, see, this is where the teaching going to come in play. This is where you got to be able to see this stuff unfold. Then when you get to these certain words, you know exactly what they mean. Now, thus says Yahweh, to who again in that verse 4, 29 verse 4?
Jeremiah the seer, chapter 29, verse 4. Thus saith Yahweh of hosts, Yahweh of Israel, unto all that are carried away captives, who have cause to be carried away from Yada Judah, southern kingdom, unto Babylon.
Now hold that point right there. Right there. Now see this is now, my dear, let's find out what word they got that we can just flat out read. We're going to find out what word and just read exactly the way you see it. So when you see this word in time to come, you know exactly what have replaced what by knowing what you just got through reading. Now we're going to fast forward this all the way to 1 Peter. Let's see what name is put on the children of Israel, the children of Judah. In Semitic, Yada, that was carried away to Babylon. Now we're going to find out what name is called on these people that we can read. Listen to what Mother D of Israel getting ready to bring out in 1 Peter 5:13. What name is called on these people today? Right here in 1 Peter 5, verse 13. What did it say that Mother D of Israel? See, ready.
Peter chapter 5, verse 13. The church that is at Babylon,
the what?
Elect together with you.
Wait a minute. Read that again. Call that verse on.
1 Peter chapter 5, verse 13.
Mm-hmm.
The church at Babylon, elect together with you.
Wait a minute. What did he just call the people that was at Babylon according to Peter and 5:13? What did he call them?
The church.
You see that, see, right? So you see what he did? So you see they fled right before your eyes, and now you no longer. Now, every time you see that word in that Bible, that word church is pointing toward the peoples of the book of the children of Israel. That's who was taken to Babylon. The church colluded for the whole congregation of the children of Israel. But in this case, it's Yahdah Judah. They went to Babylon because the northern king, they already in America at that time. So you see that theory right here? So now, if we understand that when you start reading this word called the church, it's a polluted word for all of the congregation of the children of Israel. And that's how you catch them red-handed right here. And if you want to get a second witness how you catch them red-handed, all you got to do is precept it. Let's go to Acts chapter 7, the mother of Israel. Let me show you. See, this is how you got to do it. I'm telling you. The only way you help these people now of this descent, you got to show them that when you see this word called church, you can't talk a good game. You gotta run it down through the Bible. We're going to Acts chapter 5. and make Acts chapter 7, verse 22, 23, I'm of the of Israel. Let's get warmed up. We get warmed up in Acts chapter 7, 22, and 23. We're going to get warmed up there. What does it say? Acts chapter 7, 22 and 23. What does it say?
Acts chapter 7, verses 22 and 23. Verse 22. And Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptian Ham, and was mighty in words and in deeds. 23. And when he was full 40 years old, it came unto his mind to visit his brethren, the children of Israel.
Yeah. And where was he going to visit his brothers at in verse 44? What was he going business his brothers at? So when he came, when he got about 40 years old, he said, you know, I want to go visit my brothers. What was, mm-hmm. We know his brother was over there in Egypt. And verse 44, tell us something about it. He going business his brothers in verse 44. What did he say?
Acts chapter 7, verse 44. Is that right?
Yeah.
Acts chapter 7, verse 44. Our fathers had the tabernacle of witness in the wilderness.
So our fathers had a tabernacle in the wilderness. So the father was in the wilderness, and the father, and they were visiting the children of Israel in the wilderness. Now let's see what they got on the children of Israel that our father was visited in verse 38. Now we're going to read 38. Now you see, it's talking about the children of Israel that was in the wilderness, and he was talking, and whoever was talking in Acts chapter 7, talking about our fathers that was in the wilderness, called the children of Israel. Now look what they'll put on the fathers that was in the wilderness of the children of Israel in verse 38.
Acts chapter 7, verse 38. This is he that was in the church in the wilderness.
See that? Right there. So now, what been put on the children of Israel in the wilderness? The church. So you see that scene right here? You got him manipulate you now. Now, you got a church on, I'm just telling that preacher, the word church is polluted for the whole congregation of the children of Israel. Because the one was in the wilderness was the children of Israel, and which the writers have put in the book called the church. So now with this understanding, you need to show your loved ones when you see the word called the church, included for the whole congregation of the children of Israel. Now, once you're able to start teaching your babies these things, you'll give your babies more perspective of the world, and they won't make statements where my friends is such and such people of another nation, because you have respect for your own nation once you can talk about your nation. Okay, so once you understand that, we go on somewhere. Let's come on back to Brother Titus. Now, Brother Titus is in the 29th chapter. So now we clear that but it was prophesied that was going to happen. It was prophesied that was going to happen. See, it's no accident with Mother E. It was prophesied that was going to happen in 28:37 of Proverbs, what would happen. But see, you say in 28:30, see, it was already prophesied, but you've been told that you don't need the left side of the book no more. It's done away with. But if you don't have your foundation, according to Psalm 11, verse 3, what can the righteous do? It was prophesied this was going to happen to you in 28:37 of the book of Deuteronomy. Is that right, Mother? What was it saying?
Deuteronomy 28:37.
Yeah. Make it Deuteronomy 28:37. It was prophesied this, Mother. It was already told in the 1400s. This was going to happen to the people's called the children of Israel. And Moses looked him eyeball to eyeball and told him, hey, let me tell y'all something. I'm going to look you eyeball to eyeball and tell you something. This is what's going to happen to you. 28:37, what?
Romans chapter 28, verse 37 reads, and thus shall become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all nations, whether the Yahweh shall lead thee.
Is he going to be a proverb and a byword among all nations? Everywhere you at, you'll be called by every other name, even the name they got now called the church. You're going to be called every name, a byword, a proverb among all the nations that which the Almighty going to drive you. You know why he's going to drive you? Why you in 20th chapter, or read verse 47 and 48. Let me show you why he's going to drive. Oh, mother, let me show you why he's going to drive you. I'm going to show you why. Do you remember when you used to whoop that old grandbaby? You said, you know why I'm whooping you, right? Oh, no. Well, you know, I told you what not to do. You've done it anyway, right? Yeah. That's why I'm whooping you. See, you always playing to him. You just want to throw a beat up on somebody without telling them nothing. You know I'm going to get you, bro. Look, you know what you did. I told you to stay on the porch and you down on the corner somewhere. So I'm going to come down there and whoop you all the way back in, and I'm going to whoop you some more. Right? All right. See? Now, Yahweh, I tell you why he's doing what he's doing to you. He is right now. In the 28th chapter, verse 47 and 48 of Deuteronomy. He's going to tell you why. What do you say, Mother E?
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 47 and verse 48. Verse 47. Because thou servest not the Yahweh, your Yahweh, with darkness and with gladness of mind for the abundance of all things. Verse 48. Therefore shall thou serve thy enemy with which the Yahweh shall sin against thee in hunger and in thirst and in nakedness and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon your neck until he have destroyed you.
You see that? You see the man just said? He said, you know, read why I don't do it to him. You don't serve me. He said, even today you don't serve me. He said, even today you don't serve me. Not with joyful. You think the Sabbath day is a praise. The Sabbath day is supposed to be the most joyful time of your life. Because you're serving your mighty one. But you look at that and you don't put the Sabbath day, no, never mind. So you're doing the same thing that caused the plagues on you then, it's causing the plagues on you now. He said, you don't serve him the way he tells you to do. He said, you got to bring energy and take care of his business. Do we do that? No. So he said, come on back to Brother Titus. So now we clear what's going on here. Now we in 29th chapter, verse 5. Look what he tells you to do. He's telling you you're going into captivity, and Jeremiah is telling you in advance, now you said this southern kingdom. You're going into captivity. But this is what the Almighty wants you to do when you're going to captivity. So he's going to even give you rules and regulations to tell you, you're heading to captivity. This is what I want you to do. Verse 5. Brother Titus, 29, verse 5 is Jeremiah.
Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 5 reads, build ye houses and dwell in them, and plant gardens and eat the fruit of them.
You see the man just told you to do? You see the man just told you to do? He said, build your houses and make sure you got a garden. Because he'd be setting you up for what's coming out around the pipe right now. He said, make sure you got a garden. Huh? Make sure you build your houses. You get together and build your house and make sure you got a garden. This man called me in from the beginning because he already know what you're going to run into up the road by being disobedient. He said, you're supposed to make sure you got a garden. And that's why we tell you right now, land, schools, and bank with all the radio stations. He said, he's telling you that, man, get your garden right. Tell him now, get your garden right. Huh? Because he already know what will be going on at these supermarkets up the road. So he's telling you, McVan, what to do, and you still reacting. You got to be in action Jackson and stop reacting. You got to be a proactive. You react to everything. And that's why we're in trouble today, because we, all we do is react. Huh? We watch that one I'm saying and see what they got planned for us, then we react to that. But you never react to what the Bible's saying. In agreement. Look what he said next. What is the next?
Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 6. Take ye wives and beget sons and daughters, and take wives for your sons, and give to husbands, that they may bear sons and daughters, that you may be and not diminished.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 7. And seek the peace of the city where they have caused you to be carried away captive, and pray unto Yahweh for it. For in the peace thereof shall you have peace. Verse 8. But don't say Yahweh of hosts, Yahweh, let not your seers and your divisors that be in the midst of you deceive you. Let me read that right. Jeremiah 29, verse 8. Thus say Yahweh of Israel, let not your teachers or shepherds and your diviners that be in the midst of you deceive you, neither listen to your dreams which you cause to be dreamed. Get down verse.
Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, read verse 9. Give me 9 since you on some of brother Titus, but read verse 9.
Verse 9. For they prophesied falsely unto you in my name. I have not sent them, said Yahweh.
You see the man said? He said all them bishops that you been up out of, all them pastors, he said, I ain't sent none of them. He said, I ain't sent none of them. But that's what you working with. He said, I ain't sent none of them. Let me show you why I ain't sent none of them. Hold that part. Now I'm going to show you something, why I can tell you plainly. I ain't sent now one of them. Okay. Sister DK. Let me show you something. Now I'm gonna show you why I have not sent now one of them. We're gonna show you why. And Jeremiah 23. Come back here in a minute there, Brother Titus. But we're gonna back up to 23, Sister DK. DT, we're going to bag up a little bit. Jeremiah 23. And let's see what we
chapter
can get 23. Out of this.
Okay.
Let's see what we can get out of this. And we're talking about the pastors. We're talking about shepherds. And we're talking about the teachers. And all of them in verse number 21 down to verse 27. This is this conversation with Jeremiah, same Jeremiah. Let's see what he said in verse 21 to 27. So BT Israel, come on.
Let me make sure I got it right. You said chapter 23, verses 21 mm-hmm. down to 27?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 23, verses 21 through 27. Verse 21, I have not sent these prophets, these teachers, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. Verse 22, but if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil way and from their evil, from the evil of their doings. Verse 23. Am I a Yah at hand, saith Yahweh, and not a Yahweh afar off? Verse 24. Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, saith Yahweh? Do not I feel heaven and earth, saith Yahweh? Verse 25. I have heard what the prophets, the teachers said, that prophesy and teach lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed, 26. How long shall this be in the heart and mind of the prophets, the teachers that prophesy, teach lies of the deceit of their own heart and mind? 27. Which think to cause, what you say, Matthew?
Go ahead.
Okay, verse 27. Which think to cause my people to forget my name by their dreams, which they tell every man to his neighbor, as their fathers have forgotten my name for Baal.
He said the ones that he said, I'm gonna tell you something. I'm gonna give you a clue about them. The bishops, the shepherds, the teachers, they're gonna forget my name and call me Baal. And Baal traced back to Nimrod. That was traced back to Nimrod. And Nimrod traced back to Satan the devil. But then they keep going forward, and Baal traced back to Lord God, Jesus, Allah, and Buddha, and Yahweh. See? He said, now, you see that word Baal in there? You're going to call me all them names. He said, the one that's going to stand before you, he's going to call me the Lord God, Jesus, Allah, Buddha, Yahweh, Yahshua, and Yeshua. He's going to call me all them names. See? And them the ones I have not sent. He said, I didn't send them. But that's the one they're going to be listening to. Right there. Now, let's precept that to the book of Daniel. See, he told Daniel, he's saying, you know, a lot of things will be going on. And I want you to pump back at Jeremiah because we got to put this in writing, but ain't nobody going to pick it up but the sixth anointed council. Our voices are the true Israelite. Matter of fact, I just want to just say out there around chapter 3, around Pembroke, Kankakee, just want to, Sister V, Israel, just to speak on the microphone a little bit, and could we clear that she all ears and push your tail out there around chapter 3. I want to get a hallelujah out. Sister B, out of chapter 3, round Pembroke, Kankakee. Yahweh be you to see right.
Yahweh bless you, seer. Shalom, shalom. I'm doing
hallelujah
great. Everyone. Can you hear
hallelujah
me?
Everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, praise, he's real good.
Praise
he's
be his
real
holy.
Good.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Praise be his holy and most glorious name forever. And I'm enjoying the service, and I'm enjoying the speakers that are speaking. And it's just a blessed night. I'm blessed. And if I got a moment to tell you about my blessing, I would like to share it. I just
Go ahead and get that microphone.
I just want to hear this great message that has been extended by all. But I want to give a little testimony about my blessing, too. I have been out of commission for a little while. I had hip replacement surgery on the 25th of February. The Most High came through. He was in the opera room with the doctors and the nurses, and I had a great team. Of course, I didn't want it, but, you know, we live in hell with the devil. So when you live in hell with the devil and all this, we were the children that went against the Most High, you got to suffer. And the way I see it is he put these people here for us, you know, because, you know, we went against him. My thoughts were, you know, I prayed and prayed. I was just waiting to touch the hem of his garment. I wanted that hem in his garment, but he gave me the hem in his garment. But I had to be realistic because we're here in spirit and in truth. And the thing is, to say that without holding up the audience much longer is the shell that we got on us is just the covering. It's not our glorified, and I'm aware of that now. But it took me a long time to do it, and I suffered for 2 years with this pain, okay? I had to go into early retirement because of this pain. And I just got tired of it, and I said, you know, Most High, Yahweh, I'm going to just put it in your hands, and I'm going to go head on, and people that you put before us, do what they need to do. And I tell you, it's a success. I came out of it with no pain. I'm walking with one cane. I had two canes. The doctor said when he don't want to see me with no cane. So we'll see. But praise be the name of the Most High because he did it all. But he put these people before us. And that's, with further ado, I'm going to continue to hear the services, and I just want to thank you, and thank you for allowing me to get here to give my little testimony, and praise be his holy and most glorious name, Seer. And I thank you. Yahweh be with you.
May Yahweh bless you. Yahweh.
Shalom, shalom.
One thing about it, you already see, and I gotta bring a verse out behind that. So this is what Yahweh is saying, Mother E, in the book of Baruch, chapter 4, verse 27-28. Can you hear me out on the verse there, Mother E? Where it says in the book of Baruch, chapter 4, verse 27-28. Let's see what we can read there, Mother E. What can you read out of Baruch, chapter 4, verse 27-28? This verse probably be more than appropriate. What's got to happen now?
Let me get there.
Yeah, Baruch chapter 4, verse 27.
The book of Baruch, chapter 4, verse 27 and verse 28. Verse 27. Be a good comfort, O my children, and cry unto Yahweh, for you shall be remembered of him that brought these things upon you. Verse 28, but as it was your mind to go astray from Yahweh, so being returned, seek him 10 times more.
He says, okay, that's a great thing. He said, now I have successfully done my part with you, and now what you got to do again there, Mother, in that verse 28, what do you say you got to do now? Verse
28. Verse 28. Baruch, yes, chapter 4, verse 28. Mm-hmm. But as it was your mind to go astray from Yahweh, so being returned, seek him 10 times more.
Mm-hmm. Because he wants that testimony to be told to your people's called the nation of Israel. So he said now, camp three, he said now, you on the clock now to seek him 10 times more. That's what he's saying right there. That's Baruch chapter 4, verse 27-28. Excellent. Now, let's come on back to, where we at, Brother Titus. Come on back to Brother Titus again. And get a little bit more out of that. Brother Titus, so now we find out he said over in two. No, I know we was going somewhere. Well, somebody had me something in Daniel. Who would have had me something in Daniel? Sister DT, come back to Daniel. Hey, Sister DT, come on back to Daniel chapter 9, and let's see what he got written. In verse number 6.
All right.
That you've got written in. Because remember, we read the statement over there in Jeremiah that they're going to start calling him by a name that is going to point back towards Satan's devil. Baal,
yes,
is Nimrod. Nimrod,
yes,
is the host by Satan the devil. Now, what Satan told Nimrod and Nimrod, the son called Tammuz, and a white mother called Semiramis, called the Trinity. They brought in these words that translate all of today as Baal now is Lord God Jesus Allah and Buddha. Now, in Daniel chapter 9, verse number 6. Look what it says in Daniel 9:6. Sister DT is ready.
All right. Daniel chapter 9, verse 6. Neither have we hearkened unto thy servants, the seers, which spake in thy name to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land.
He said, you know what our problem is? We haven't listened to the seers that spoke in the name. The one that spoke in the name. See, the seer,
yes,
happens in the name. And when the seer put the elders together, y'all speaking the name. See, we ain't using the name. And see, you find all the rest of them, they using the other name. And them names mm-hmm. come from Satan. And then he made a profound statement, Sister DT, he said something so profound over here in Genesis 2, verse 3. I mean, 2, 1, 2, and 3. Look what he says. Look what he says before it was any man around. See, you can see who is working for Satan or who working for Yahweh. It's so easy if we put our mind into the Bible. Let's see what he got written in Genesis chapter 2, 1, 2, and 3. Let's see what he got written in Genesis chapter 2, 1, 2, and 3.
All right, Genesis chapter 2, verses 1, 2, and 3. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. Verse 2, and on the seventh day, Yahweh ended his work, which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made. Verse 3, and Yahweh blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, set it apart, because that in it he had rested from all his work, which Yahweh created and made.
Mm-hmm. So he sanctified that day. That's what he did.
Yes.
He sanctified that day, the seventh day. Now we're going to see, do the Bible tell us what day is the seventh day? See, this is where you can tell, and if all you got to do is just be able to go in the Bible, it's going to tell us exactly what he did that we can read by going in and just look down at the Bible. We're going to the book of Numbers there, Sister DC. We're going to the book of Numbers to see exactly he blessed the seventh day. That's all we got on the table. So we're going to be going to and find out what day is that. That we can read. We're going to find out what day is that. So we find out one thing. You know, he blessed the seventh day. Now, we want to find out what can we read about that day. And we're going to make it Exodus 16. We're going to Exodus 16. We want to see what the Bible said that day is. That he blessed. We want to be able to read it together and be clear what is that day that he blessed. He blessed it. Seventh day. Now, we're going up to chapter 16, and we're going to look right down at verse 26. And
all right.
Verse 26 and 29. We just want to see what the Bible says the seventh day is.
26, 29. All right, Exodus 16, verse 26 and 29. Okay, mm-hmm. Verse 26. 6 days ye shall gather it, but on the seventh day, which is the Sabbath, in it there shall be none. Verse 29. See, for that Yahweh hath given you the Sabbath, therefore he giveth you on the sixth day the bread of 2 days. Abide ye every man in his place. Let no man go out of his place on the seventh day.
Verse 28.
Verse 28. And Yahweh said unto Moses, how long refuse ye to keep my commandments, my Torah instruction?
Mm-hmm. What is this Torah instruction? What is this instruction in verse 26? What is he saying? What are you saying to you in verse 26?
6 days ye shall gather it, but on the seventh day, which is the Sabbath, in it there shall be none.
You
rest day.
So he's telling you what day is the blessed day, the seventh day. Now, he's telling you this. What day? He's telling Moses to tell the children of Israel what day that he picked to be the rest day and the blessed day. He said he picked the seventh day. Now, we just found out the Sabbath day is the Sabbath day. The seventh day is the Sabbath day. That is the blessed day. Now we're going to fast forward this to show you that you got to, you know, take a look at this, what we got written in verse 28, verse 1. Now, with the information we know what day the blessed day is. So we clear that the seventh day is the blessed day, it's the Sabbath day. Every day ain't the Sabbath. Number seven is the Sabbath. Now, look, we got written in 28, verse 1. All I need is two lines. Matthew 28, verse 1. D.G., Israel. 28.
Matthew.
Listen to this, what it's written about.
Matthew 28, verse 1. Matthew 28, verse 1. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came
Sabbath
Mary.
Sabbath. All I want is this message right here. Come back again, Abraham, again, and listen to what he said real carefully. What he said?
In the end of the Sabbath.
At the end of the Sabbath. At the end of the Sabbath. Go ahead.
As it began to dawn toward the first day of the week.
As it began to dawn toward the first day of the week. So the Sabbath day ain't the first day of the week. The Sabbath day is the seventh day. As the Sabbath was going out,
yes,
it was going into the first day of the week.
That's
so
right.
These preachers got their worship days on the first day of the week. And there it is right there. The Sabbath day is at the end of the Sabbath day as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week. The first day of the week is Sunday. The Sabbath day is number seven. So they know they is violating the Bible. Therefore you are. The Sabbath day, as it was dawning toward the first day, which is Sunday. See it right there in the book. They know that thing, right?
Yes,
but they're going to take you all the way. They're going to have you doing, and now you know you got 95% of all the ones that of the church, the children of Israel, keeping the first day of the week, which is Sunday. Which is the wrong day, and it's not the blessing of Yahweh. The blessed day is the Sabbath day. As the Sabbath day was dawning toward the first day of the week. So that's number seven. So your preacher right there know this. And he would not make a judgment on that right there. You show him that verse right there. Yeah, you know. Sunday is the wrong day to worship. Nobody but Satan the devil. That's all you worship on the first day of the week is Satan the devil. Because he told you his blessed day was number seven, which is the Sabbath day. And if the Sabbath day was going out and the first day of the week was coming in was Sunday, and that's why our parents, our loved ones, they're going to worship Satan the devil. Here's it there. In 28, verse number 1. They know it's right, but they're going to ride it all the way in. Guess what? And they're going to take you with them. And it is right there. All the big mega churches know. Congregation of the children of Israel know. They're on the wrong day. And they know they're worshiping Satan because they've been told that by doing this, you get you a 501c3, you get 80% of all the money you need to build your mega churches, and then guess what? Then you can worship Satan the devil.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're doing. You worship mm-hmm. Satan the devil. Now, Brother Titus, let's go and see what that already told you. So those you see that goes on the first day of the week, they're worshiping Satan, the devil. Now, we're going to Matthew chapter 4 there, Brother Titus, and we're going to read that it was prophesied That's what you was going to do. And we're going to tell you who behind all of it. We'll show you. It's up to you. We're going to look at what's written in Matthew 4:4, and we'll read you a guy point. Pick up at Matthew verse 4, verse 4. Right, Titus? What it says in Matthew 4:4.
The book of Matthew chapter 4, verse 4 reads, but he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of Yahweh. Verse 5. Then Satan, the devil, taking him up into the righteous city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple. Verse 6. Then said unto him, if you be the son of Yahweh, the Father, cast yourself down. For it is written, he should give his angels, his ministering spirits, charge concerning you. And in their hands, they should bear you up, lest at any time you dash your foot against a stone. Verse 7. Yahweh the Son said unto him, it is written, again, you should not tempt Yahweh your Yahweh. Verse 8, again, Satan, the devil, taking him up in an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the greatness of them. Verse 9, it says to him, all these things will I give you if you will fall down and worship me. Mm-hmm. Verse 10.
Hold that point now. You see the bargain he got? You see the bargain Satan told him? He said, listen, he showed him all the kingdoms in a moment of time and told Yahweh the Son, fall down and worship me, I give it to you. All you got to do is worship me, and I give it to you. All you got to do is ignore what the book's saying to do. He said, blessed be the seventh day. All you got to do is do the first day of the week. All you got to do, when I tell you in 23:13, ignore 23:13 of Exodus. What it says about Titus, what it says in Exodus 23:13. Ignore this. So I'm going to tell you what to ignore to do his blessing. Ignore 23:13 of Exodus. What it says?
The second book of the Heavenly Tablets, the book of Exodus, chapter 23, read. And all things that I have said unto you, be circumspect, and make no mention of the name of false Yahweh, neither let it be heard out of your mouth.
He said, tell the children of Israel, I don't want to know the name that come out of your mouth. I don't want to know the name. Tell them up front. I don't want but one name to come out of your mouth. If another name come out of your mouth, I don't want it to come out of your mouth. It can come out of their mouth because they wasn't saving the devil. But I don't want to come out of your mouth, children of Israel. So if you know you an Israelite, he said, be circumspect, meaning watch yourself. Make no mention of the name of other Yahweh. False Yahweh. I don't want another name to come out of your mouth. Moses, you tell them that. You tell an old brother, you're Aaron, that to get to his song and tell the children of Israel, I don't want but one name to come out of their mouth. See that? But you were saying, said, if you worship me, so the name that Yahweh got written in his Bible all over the place that been hijacked in people's minds, Lord God, Jesus, Allah, and Buddha, they don't hijack it in their mind, but really they ain't hijacking anything. They got a ticking time bomb waiting on them to repent. One name, see, right? Now let's go to Leviticus 24, Brother Titus. Because it was a dilemma. It was a dilemma for a minute. And they was on the clock. And Leviticus 24, because some things jumped off and they didn't know what to do. Well, Moses didn't know what to do. when certain things jumped off, he was dumbfounded. He didn't know what to do. Let's see what happened in verse number 24, verse 12. So he was dumbfounded. See, when you're dumbfounded, you got to find out what to do. Read verse 1 and get one of them skip down to verse 12. No, I'll tell you what, skip down to verse 11. Let's go to Leviticus 24, verse 1, and pick up verse 11, and we'll read you and get our point. Well, see, Moses was, and this is what happens, see, when we get in a tight, we got to know where to go when we can get out of a tight. And he you know, made it plain what not to do in last night's lesson. If you read that, it was shown what not to do, but we do it anyway. But it was told not to do it, so you got to take last night's cake and tie it on this one, and then you be all right. Got it? Good. Let's see what he says in the 24th chapter of Brother Titus. We're looking at verse 1 and skip down to verse number 11, and we'll read down until we get our point. We'll take it down to verse 16. Listen good what he says. Brother Titus, you on the clock. Come on.
The third book of the Torah instructions of the heavenly tabernacle, the book of Leviticus, chapter 24, verse 1, skip down verse 11 to 16. Leviticus 24, verse 1 reads, "And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying," verse 11, "and an Israelite woman, son, blaspheme the name of Yahweh and curse. And they brought him unto Moses, and his mother name was Shilamite, the daughter of Debri, of the tribe of Dan," verse 12, "and they put him inward, that the mind of Yahweh might be showed him. Verse 13.
Hold that point. Oh, so a guy of an Israelite woman was married to another nation. You know I was wrong from the get-go. She had a son that blasphemed the name. And Moses said, he blasphemed the name? Moses didn't know what to do. This is the first time he ever heard some stuff like this. So Moses put him in an inward, you know, hold that piece of two planks, open them up, put your head in there, put your arm in there, your tail all up in there. So Moses, I've got to put him in war, inward, and show the numbers. Let me see what Moses has to do. Numbers chapter 9. Let's see what Moses had to do. Chapter 9. Numbers chapter 9, Brother Titus. Let's see what Moses has to do in 9, verse number 8.
The book of Numbers, chapter 9, verse 8, reads, "And Moses said unto them, to the children of Israel, all congregation of the children of Israel, stand still, and I will hear what Yahweh will command concerning you."
Ain't that something? So he said, "Listen." He said, "We just gonna lock this guy up, and we gotta go find out what Yahweh thinks about this. I don't know what to do. See, a lot of times we don't know what to do. We got to stop leaning on our own understanding. The tie-in last night lesson was this, and you get a full picture in the tie-in last night lesson." So Moses knows what to do. This guy blasphemed against the name. So Moses had him. So he stands still and go see what Yahweh got to say concerning you. So now what happened next? Back to our numbers. And what we had, we know it was in Leviticus 24.
Yes, sir.
Come on back now, because we want to see what Yahweh got concerning you blaspheming this name. So he locked him up until he get an answer from Yahweh. What did Yahweh say next?
Okay, I'm at verse 13. Leviticus
26.
Yes, Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 14, "Bring forth him that had cursed without the cap, and let all that heard him lay their hands upon his head. And let all the congregation of the children of Israel stone him." Verse 15. "And you shall speak unto the children of Israel, saying, Whosoever cursed his Yahweh shall bear his sin. Verse 16. Mm-hmm. And he that blasphemed the name of Yahweh, he shall surely be put to death. And all the congregation of the children of Israel shall surely stone him, as well the stranger as he that is born in the land, when he blasphemed the name of Yahweh, should be put to death.
Yeah. So you see the mind of Yahweh? See the mind of Yahweh? He said, look here. Whenever you blaspheme my name, he said, I'm going to kill you. See, that's why you're going to think. That's why you got to understand what it means by grace. You're by the grace of God. He's his word. Grace is time to stop doing what you're doing. Grace is stop going to, Titus, give me the book of Jeremiah chapter 5. He's telling you stop doing this. Give me 5 verse 7. He said, listen, Jeremiah tell them that what they doing, they blaspheme my name, and I don't change in Titus 1:2. Last night, let me tell you that. They blaspheme my name, and they calling you a church, and you're children of Israel, and you know what they really are, Jeremiah? He said, what they really are. I'm going to tell you what they really are, Jeremiah. When they do such a thing, I got it written, what they really are, and you just put it in right. Ain't nobody going to bring this up but the six anointed camps of bosses of the true Israelite. They're going to read this and break it down, 5 verse 7. What it says in Jeremiah 5 verse 7, what they're doing. Every first day
of the week, the book of Jeremiah, chapter 5, verse 7 reads, how shall I pardon you, O children of Israel, for this, your children have forsaken me, and sworn by them that are no Yahweh, when I had fed them to the full. They then committed adultery and assembled themselves by troops and harlot houses.
That's when you go to church, you go into a whole house. A church ain't nothing but a whole house to you children of Israel. So when you go on to church, and when your pastor tell you about a church hall, you just got to now have been hook, line, and sinker in a whorehouse. You in a whorehouse. You got the name wrong, the day wrong, everything wrong in there. So now, after I'm fed you to the fullness, you over there and assembling yourself into a whorehouse. That's what you just did. A church to the children of Israel is a whorehouse. And there it is right there. You call it a harlot. You look up the word harlot to tell you that's a whore. A harlot is a whore. That's what you're assembling yourself into is a whorehouse by going to a church. There it is right there. Now give me 8 and 9. What do you say in 8 and 9?
Jeremiah says, chapter 5, verse 8, verse 9. They was fed horses in the morning, everyone that neighed after his neighbor's wife. Verse 9, shall I not visit for these things, said Yahweh? Shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this?
You say, you think I don't get you for this? And you know the average preacher, so many of them, they got 5 sets of families in that one church. That preacher got 5 sets of families in that one church. That preacher something else. You see what happens to all these people? You didn't know. He said, listen, children of Israel. He said, you think I'm going to get you for this? He said, I'm going to get you for this. Let's go back to Jeremiah. Titus.
Yes, sir.
Let's go back to Jeremiah. And this is how he's going to get you. I'm going to show you how he's going to get you. You think I'm going to get you for this? Now you're hanging out in whole house. Every first day of the week, you call him every name but his name. And that's what you're doing? As you're keeping Christmas, Easter, Thanksgiving, Ain't you breaking his dietary law? You're doing everything. Huh? Ain't that what you're doing? Yes. What you doing? So let's see how Yahweh is going to get you. Let's see what he says that we can read out of the mouth of Jeremiah. Because you want to hang in the whorehouses, right? On the wrong day, calling the wrong name. Then you expect him to bless you, right? This is how he's going to bless you. We're going back to what was in Jeremiah. Was in the 29th chapter. Now, you can find out what he got for you. In verse number 17 down to verse number 20. He got something for you. Let's see what he got for you. If this is the kind of way you're going to continue to do, and you're not going to do the last night take, because last night take plainly would tie into, that's how you do go back to broadcast and pull up and tie it in. Then when you miss a class, you miss a lot. The 29th chapter, verse number 17. Down to verse 20. Listen to what he got written over here in Jeremiah 29, 17 and 20. What do you got written?
Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 17 and 20. Thus said Yahweh of hosts, behold, I will send upon them the sword, the famine, and the pestilence, and will make them like vile figs that cannot be eaten. They are so evil. Verse 18. And I will persecute them with the sword, with the famine, and with the pestilence. And I will deliver them to be removed to all the kingdoms of the earth, to be a curse and an astonishment and a hissing and a reproach among all the nations whether I, Yahweh, have driven them. Verse 19, because they have not listened, hearkened to my words, said Yahweh, which I sent unto them by my servant to see early and send to them. But you will not hear, said Yahweh. Verse 20, yes. Hear ye therefore the word of Yahweh, all ye of the captivity whom I have sent from the southern kingdom to Babylon.
Yeah. He said, I sent you to see to tell you these things. He said, why you won't listen to him? We're going to next, you're getting grace. So you got grace all out of order. You got everything out of order. Every time you come on the network, you're getting grace to do some things in this book and tell yourself and your loved ones, I don't care how much you can find your $10. If you ain't got this man right, all that is temporary, it's going to come to nothing. Only thing going to stand is what he got written in this book. He said, all the one you see that's transgressing against what you read now, it's going to come to nothing according to Yahweh. That's why it's so important for this broadcast to come on the network and tell you, you're not lying up with nothing this man's saying. You off in the harlot's house. You mingling in with the other nations. What I told you in writing on tape number 65 and 66, don't do it. But you're doing it anyway. You call him by every name but his name. You're doing it anyway. See? But Titus, let's run to 1 Corinthians chapter 14. But look what he says here. 14, verse 37 down to verse 40. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 37 down to verse 40. Listen good. He's talking to the northern kingdom. See? And we don't know, we don't even have a clue that's what's going on. He's talking to the northern kingdom. That book away from the covenant in the 1 Kings chapter 11 and 1 Kings chapter 12. They broke away. They're doing their own thing.
Mm-hmm.
So now Paul was defying the northern kingdom, the 10 tribes that scattered. So he sent to find them and tell them a message. What did he tell them in 14:37 through 40?
1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 37 through 40 reads, if any man think himself to be a teacher, a seer, or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things that I have write unto you are the Torah instruction of Yahweh. Verse 38, if any man be ignorant, let him be ignorant. 39, wherefore, brethren, covet to prophecy, and forbid not to speak with tongues, languages. Verse 40, let all things be done decently and in order.
He said, when you're among the children of Israel, when you're among your people, make sure you speak to them in a tongue they understand. That's it. Let's see if we precept that, Mother D of Israel. Let's precept that to let's precept that for a minute. See, let's make sure he's talking to the children of Israel. Let's go to Ezekiel chapter 3, Mother D of Israel. Let's see what he's talking to by telling them, look, see, all you gotta do is know how to precept your Bible, but you always gonna learn your precept your Bible is the rules and regulations you got to follow. See, it's the rules and regulations you got to follow, Mother E. It's the rules and regulations you got to follow, Mother E. Let me show you. Well, I can't. I'm having a problem precepting my Bible. Well, maybe there's a reason why, Mother E. Maybe there's a reason why. In 111 verse 10, he's telling you is a reason why you can't precept. He said, because I got rules and regulations in 111 verse 10. I got rules and regulations. What do you say, Mother E? What is the rules and regulations?
111 verse 10 of what book?
A Psalm, the book of Psalms.
Oh, 111 verse 10.
Mm-hmm. 111 verse 10.
Let me get that. The book of Psalms, chapter 111 verse 10 reads, to fear Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his Torah instruction. His praise endureth forever.
Wait a minute. Hey, Mother, how do you get a good understanding of the Bible, according to verse 111? What got to be done first to get a good understanding? According to verse 11.
Okay. It says the fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom, and a good understanding of all they that do hear Torah instruction commandment.
Mm-hmm. So how do you get a good understanding of the Bible, Mother E, according to verse 11? How do you get a good understanding of the Bible?
Through his commandment.
Do his 35 books. Do his Torah instruction. That's all he's saying. You're not going to get an understanding out of precept your Bible until you follow the rules. Don't every job you go to, you got to follow the rules to keep the job, to keep the paycheck?
Yeah. You
got to follow the rules. You got no paycheck coming. He's telling you the only way you're going to get this, you got to follow the rules and regulations.
That's perfect.
Hold that point right there. Hold that point right there. To the DT Israel, let's go to the book of Hebrew. We're tired of calling Hebrew, chapter 10, verse 22, down to 36. Listen, he said, listen, the only way you're going to be able to do what the six anointed camps do, you must keep the Torah instruction. He's not going to allow you to precept your Bible unless you do it. So what you see us do just by and drinking tea at the same time, you're not going to be able to do with it until you follow the rules and regulations. When you go get a driving license, don't they got rules and regulations to get the driving license? They got rules and regulations how you put your shoes on. See? Why do you think that you can't do what we do? You got to first find out what he got written to make it happen. Now, look what he got written over here, Sister D.T., Israel, in the book of Eva, Plutarch called Hebrews 10:22, down to verse 36. And we're going to pause. Come on.
Okay. Hebrews, the book of Hebrews, polluted word for Eber, chapter 10. You call a verse out again, Seer. Chapter 10,
verse
22.
Yes, just read down until we get out. Yes, keep reading down and we'll get all we need out of this radio. Listen what Paul be setting up. He's building the Southern Kingdom Temple. Peter's saying, go on, get on the microphone, go on, talk to the Southern Kingdom and not a scatter Northern Kingdom at the big temple. So now Paul got the microphone. He's getting ready to talk to those that's in the congregation of the children of Israel, all of them. Give it talk to them in the Southern Kingdom.
Yes, sir.
This is what he says to them in 10:22 down to verse 36. That's what he said. Come on.
All right. The book of Hebrews, polluted word for Eber, verse 22, chapter 10, verse 22. Let us draw near with a true heart, mind, and full assurance of faith, having our hearts and minds sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Verse 23, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Verse 24, and let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Verse 25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. Verse 26, for if we sin, transgress willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin. Verse 27, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and a fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. Verse 28, he that despised Moses' law, Torah instruction, died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Verse 29, of how much sore punishment, hold ye, shall he be thought worthy, who hath trodden underfoot the Son of Yahuwah, and hath counted the blood of the covenant, wherewith he was sanctified in unholy things, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace. Verse 30, for we know him that hath said, vengeance belongeth unto me, I will recompense, saith Yahuwah. And again, Yahuwah shall judge his people. Verse 31, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living Yahuwah. Verse 32, but call to remembrance the former days in which after ye were illuminated, ye endured a great fight of affliction, partly while she were made a gate stop, both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly while she became companions of them that were so used. Verse 34, for ye had compassion of me in my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and an enduring substance. Verse 35, cast not away therefore your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. Verse 36, for ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of Yahuwah, ye might receive the promise. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
He says, you got to have patience. And he said, he ain't got no pleasure when you draw back from this thing. He said, you got to have patience. He said, now, if you draw back, I'm going to kill you. He let you know right now. So when you draw back from this thing, you're going to have patience. Understand what the man's saying. You got to reap for the children of Israel exactly what you're going to do. Have a righteous gathering on the Sabbath day. He said, I got no pleasure in you when you draw back. He said, I'm going to kill you. Well, you draw back, I'm going to kill you. So it's written when I'm going to kill you too. But when you're going to read, it's in 13th chapter of Luke. We're not going to read when he's going to kill you. But you go to Luke 13:24, it'll tell you exactly when he's going to kill you. So he's telling you now, he's going to wake you up and kill you again. He's telling you up front, he's telling the people what they got coming. When you draw back from him, he's going to get you. So those that draw back from him, on what he got written in his Bible, he's going to get you. And there's a record saying, if I don't get you today, I'm going to get you tomorrow. He's going to wake you back up, and he'll kill you all over again. No? We can read that, too. Well, we're going to bring our elder in and get his closing statement on tape number, and then we're going to bring Mother Z in, and she's going to address the national audience. and we'll get back in to take 66. Bring our elder in and elder's tails, get his final thoughts on take 66. Elder's tails, you on the clock.
Well, I gave him something. He didn't steal him. I'm telling you.
Yes.
All right.
God bless you, Brother Sia, and thank you for bringing me once again back into tonight's broadcast. And thus far, I think everybody's had a very, I should say, Yaqwali educational evening. You know, earlier we gave a commentary on what happens with the improper training, you know, as you grow up into Yaqwali's word. Actually, you spoke on something that should have touched a high topic with most people. You mentioned about no mention of name or other Yaqwahs. That was in the book of Exodus, chapter 23, verse 13, in case they did not take note. And 13 says, "In all things that I have said unto you, be circumspect and make no mention of the name of other Yaqwahs, neither let it be heard out of thy mouth." But yet instead, like you said, you hear it. You hear Yah, Elohim, Yahshua, all the different names except the one name that we should be listening to or speaking out of our mouth, Yahuwah. And what happens? Well, Yahuwah himself tells you he don't like it, and he's a jealous Yahuwah. If you had to continue to read to Exodus 34:14, verse 14, it tells you that. 14 says, "For thou shalt not worship no other Yahuwah, for the name of Yahuwah whose name is jealous is a jealous Yahuwah." And like you said, he's going to get you. Going to wake you up and kill you again. And that's really something to think about. You're already, like they say in our term, dead and gone. But with his word, he brings you back to life like he did Adam when he tried to get rid of himself in the first book of Adam and Eve. So knowing that and taking your time to read these books and go along with the scriptures, this is why we're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching, Christianity, an overly loud bump the gums contest, supposedly for righteous learning. We're here and open to you live, as always, with topics from the King James Bible about Yahuwah's word and connecting those books so you get a good biblical understanding. Even speaking of your health, we do that quite often. Foods that you should eat. Keeping the Sabbath days. We just mentioned that not long ago. This is all the information that you came to seek. And you found that in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadah. And again, we're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. No class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. But we do have the Sabbath class. And the current time for the top part of the Sabbath is Friday, 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we also have a website address. You can use this on any search engine. Enter www.tribeyhdh.com. Well, when you click enter, just under a big line, you're going to see some choices. One of these choices will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. In the other device, you might see menu, but clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. In doing so, remember what it says in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto the Yahuwah all your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength." 8, "Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." Now, when you're doing this, I always remind you, everyone, to remember that Yahuwah loves that you're forgiven. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures we read in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse number 30, and also mentioned again in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah live. Also for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar. It will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come throughout the year. We also have a live program. To get there, enter three words on the search line, Yakwa Radio Live. When you click enter, look for Voices of the Tuasarites, Tribe of Yada. Click the red live button as soon as it appears, and you'll be right into our live online broadcast. We're also using two email addresses. The first is tribe, that's T-R-I-B-E-Y-H-D-H at gmail.com. This is for writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answer or related topics. The other is Y-H-D-H-Y-S-R-A-E-L, also for biblical subjects or related topics. We even have a few numbers that you can call with Yakwa in mind. The first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international phone number where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 69 accounts of Yakwa's ministry. And also by calling the same number, you can order what we have known as our 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD, any particular 12 programs of your choice. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of our program today, you can always catch the entire show recorded after 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just get on the search line and enter three words, Yakwa Radio Live. And after you click on it, once again, look for Voices of the True Israelites. Try the Yadam. Just choose the program that you are logging into or any previous day at that point that you would like to listen. Now, during the normal Broad Talk broadcast, Yakwa's story will continue on Pal Talk simultaneously. We will be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for the Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada. You'll find this is where Yakwa's word is also working for your Bible education. And also, if Broad Talk happens to end before teaching time, our teaching will continue on Pal Talk. But when you're learning, remember, Yakwa is not the author of confusion. As mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. Take note, 33 says, for Yakwa is not the author of confusion, but of peace in all covenants or churches of the saints. Keep the scriptures in mind. Keep that Bible open. We will pass our program back over to our seer Israel and let our learning process continue. Hallelujah, Yakwa.
Hallelujah, God, and Elder Mustafa, and that's when you probably were checking that on that dish station, and we arrived shotgun, not to say a word, but we'd be all ears, because we know you can handle it in grand style, no doubt about it. Now we're going to bring the best part of the broadcast. The three-hour broadcast got the best part. In a moment, address you on what the Almighty have put on them to tell you. They'll address you on this national audience, and they'll tell you something. You got ears to hear it? Why don't you listen? Now, the mother's getting ready to come behind and address you and tell you something. Pay attention. It's to your benefit. So you meet the mothers out of Camp 1, Mother Z, Tribe of Yahdah Judah, one of the mothers out of Camp 1. Yahweh beat you there, Mother Z. Yahweh,
I'm
blessing
you. Dear,
Yahweh, Yahweh, come up close to that microphone. I know you don't got real company. You can go five blocks away, but come up close to that microphone. And whatever you got to tell this national audience on tape 6 of 6, all we do, we clear 195 international countries got a representative in. They got it blocked off what the national county is. But we clear they all ears. So Mother Z, whatever you want to tell the national audience at this point, give them the microphone and the floor is yours and we all ears. Come on.
I would just like to see for the national audience tonight. I'm going to read that the book of Psalms, chapter 1, verse 22. Then we'll go to Psalms 19 and 7. Psalms. Chapter 1, verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, the way of telling God sit in the seat of the throne. Verse 2, but his delight is in the story instruction of his Yahweh and in his story instruction to he meditate day and night.
Well, you're very low, Mother, Mozee. You're very low. The national audience getting all kinds of messages.
Can you
hear
me?
Okay. Well, let me talk up a little bit then. I'm going to look at the message the WCC got. He said, see, you know this broadcast is my broadcast. You watch yourself. Watch myself. Okay. So, I mean, you're real good. Yes, ma'am. You sound great. You sound like a king. Come on there, Mother.
I know.
Mother. Yes, ma'am. Come on.
Psalms 19:7, the Torah instruction of the Yahweh is perfect, covering the soul. The testimony covenant of the Yahweh is sure, making wise the simple. And then I'm going to go to Matthew 7:12. Therefore all things whatsoever he would that man should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the third instruction of the seal. Verse 13, enter ye not in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in, verse 14, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which lead to destruction of life. Lead unto life, and few there be that find it. Verse 15, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep clothing, but inward they are raven wolves. Verse 16, ye shall know them by their fruit. Do men gather grapes of thorns, of figs of thorns? Verse 17, even so, every good tree bring forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bring forth evil fruit. And I'm gonna read verse 18 and stop. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. 19. Even the tree that bring not forth good fruit, chews down and cast into the fire. 5, verse 20, wherefore by the fruit ye shall know them. I'm going to stop right here and say, hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. All right. That's Mother E coming out of, Mother Z coming out of Camp 1. I'm going to bring Mother E up and get up, find the thoughts to take, and I'm going to say the 6, so we know we off tomorrow. So, Mother,
Mother Eve, what is your final thoughts and address this national audience? What you want to tell this national audience? What you want to tell them? You on the clock, come on.
I would just like to say to this national audience to hold on and don't give up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Mother E says to this national audience, hold on, don't give up. And that's very important to understand something. That's the Spirit talking to you. Hold on and don't give up. Because Sister DT Israel, see, what we have to know that he made a profound statement. He made a profound statement. This is what he says as he was getting ready to go up, up, and away. He says something in Matthew 28, verse 20. He says something to the 12 disciples, polluted for followers. He says something to them, and he looked them eyeball to eyeball. And he says something to them. And let's see what he said to them as he's getting ready to go up, up, and away. 28, verse 20. What did he say in Matthew?
All right, the book of Matthew, chapter 28, verse 20. And it reads, Matthew chapter 28, verse 20, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Hallelujah.
Gentleman, gentleman just said, he said he talks, see, he got some teachers. He letting the children of Israel know. He said, listen, with you, I'm with you to the end of the world. So that's what you tell them. I'm with you. But you know what? Here's the point. When he said that, he pulled that, he's going to close the thing behind that. He didn't, when he said that, guess what? He pulled that verse. Huh? See, they knew what he was saying because that verse was pulled. Let's go see where that verse was pulled at. Let's go to Deuteronomy 31, verse 1. Get down to 6 through 9, 22, 24, and 31. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 1, 6 through 9, verse 22, 24, and 31, and a closing statement. See, they got this man as a New Testament something. But every time he was speaking, even on his trip to go back to the Father, he pulled a verse and to let them know, I'm with you. I always will be with you. But you got to remember one thing. I'm with you if you're keeping the Torah instructions. That was the man is saying. He pulled that verse in Deuteronomy 31, verse 1, 6 through 9, 22, 24, 31, the closing statement. DT Israel, you're on the clock. Come on.
You said, okay. You said 22,
24,
and 31.
And 31. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All right, the closing statement. Listen to this.
All right. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 31, verses 1, 6 through 9, 22 and 24, and 31. All right, chapter 1, I mean verse 1. Chapter 31, verse 1. And Moses went and spake these words unto all Israel. Verse 6 through 9. Be strong and of good, fear not, nor be afraid of them. For Yahweh thy Yahweh, he it is that do, that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Verse 7, and Moses called unto Joshua, Hoshea, and said unto him in the sight of all Israel, be strong and of a good courage. For thou must go with this people unto the land which Yahweh hath sworn unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. Verse 8, and Yahweh, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. Verse 9, and Moses wrote this Torah instruction and delivered it unto the priests, the seers, and the sons of Levi.
which bear the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh, and unto all the elders of Israel. Verse 22. And Moses therefore wrote this song the same day and taught it the children of Israel. Verse 24. And it came to pass when Moses had made an end of writing the words of this Torah instruction in a book until they were finished. Verse 31. Verse 30.
Mm-hmm.
And Moses spake in the ears of all the congregation of Israel the words of this song until they were ended. Hallelujah.
What did he say? He spoke all the words. What did he say in verse 8? Read verse 8 again.
All right. Verse 8 reads, And Yahweh, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed.
Yeah. Now, he said, Yahweh going to be with you. And the same thing he just said over there in 28 verse 20. He said, I will be with you. What he said, he's saying?
Yeah.
He said, I will be with you. He said, if you got me, I got you. He said, we're making it plain to you. If you got me, I got you. That is the way he's saying. But you got to play by the rules for me to have you. Keeping the Torah instruction. Not only be a hearer of it, be a doer of it. Then I got you. That's all the man is saying. So D.T. Thomas, until we get back on the Wednesday night, you're going to close the statement. You're on the clock. Come on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Thank you, Yahweh. Bless your righteous name, Yahweh. To the listening audience, I'm going to reiterate Mother E. Hold on. Hold on. Yahweh is with us. Wonderful class. Wonderful, wonderful. I want to read Isaiah chapter 54, starting at verse 13. And all thy children shall be taught of Yahweh, and great shall be the peace of thy children. Verse 14, in righteousness shall thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near thee. Verse 15, behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee, O children of Israel, shall fall for thy sake. Verse 16, behold, I have created the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire, and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work. And I have created the waster to destroy. Verse 17, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of Yahweh, and their righteousness is of me, saith Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Great class.
The D.T. Israel tribe, Yahweh, Judah. So you see, Ray, listen, we come humble. We're showing you what this man's saying. We can get him, he gets protection over us. But he's leaving the rules and regulations, what we got to do. Now, Mother D of Israel. Let's take a look at something he got written. He got something written we're going to take a look at. So, in 2nd Ezra, let's go to 2nd Ezra. He got something written in 2nd Ezra. He got something written. Well, let's come back to Mother D.T. Mother D.L. We'll come back in a minute. Brother Titus. Let's come back to that Luke chapter 4. Come back to Luke
yes,
chapter
sir.
4. From, let's come back to Luke chapter 4. Luke chapter 4. Stick of verse 4. Because we got to be clear about something. Them are our Seth on the line, our little ones on the line. Let's see what he got written.
We got to be very clear. Luke chapter 4, pick up verse 4 down to verse 7. What does it say? 4 down to verse 7.
The book of Luke chapter 4, verse 4, all the way down to verse 7 reads, "And Yahweh the Son answered him, saying, It is written that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word of Yahweh. Verse 5 reads, And Satan, the devil, taking him, Yahweh the Son, up unto a high mountain, and showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in the moment of time. Verse 6, And Satan, the devil, said unto him, Yahweh the Son, All this power will I give unto you, and the greatness of them, but that is delivered unto me, and to whosoever I will, I give it. Verse 7, If you therefore will worship me, all should be yours."
He said, all you got to do is worship me. I give it all to you. So all these preachers, you hear them brag about their big mega churches and everything else. Wrong day, wrong name. Don't keep no Levitical feast days. Don't keep none of that. Listen, C-Ray, do you know what he worshiping for, y'all? And you paying your tithes, free will offer, you putting in an open hole that can go to be burnt up on no return. Let me tell you something, C-Ray. Satan says, if you worship me, everything you want, I give to you. What you want, a mega church? You want a balcony to it? Huh? All you got to do is remember, call him by the name of Lord God Jesus Allah and Buddha. And don't keep nothing in Leviticus 23. You do. And don't do nothing that I got written. And we'll close out with this, about Titus.
Yes, sir.
We're going to close out with this. Let's go to Numbers chapter 15, 1, 2, 24, I mean 32 to 40 in the closing thing. This is what he said. We're going to listen to what he said. In the book of Numbers, you know what Satan says? All you got to do is worship me. Let's see what Yahweh says, and let's see if it's contrary to what can we read. We go on to the book of Numbers, 15, 1, 2, 32 down to verse 40, and a closing statement there. Brother Titus, you on the clock, come on.
All right, the book of Numbers of the Heavenly Tablet, chapter 15, verse 1 and 2, skip down verse 32 to 40. Numbers chapter 15, verse 1. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 2, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when ye be come into the land of your habitations, which I give unto you. Give down verse 32 to 40. And while the children of Israel were in the wilderness, they found a man that gathered sticks upon the Sabbath day. 33. And they that found him gathered a stick, brought him unto Moses and Aaron, and to all the congregation of the children of Israel. Verse 34. And they put him inward, because it was not declared what should be done to him. Verse 35. And Yahweh said to Moses, the man should be surely put to death, and all the congregation of Israel should stone him with stones without the camp. Verse 36. And all the congregation of the children of Israel brought him without the camp, and stoned him with stones, and died. And he died, as Yahweh commanded Moses. Verse 37. And Moses spake unto Moses, saying, 38. Speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they may make the fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generation, and that they put upon the fringe of the borders a red band of blue. 39. And this should be unto you, O congregation of the children of Israel, for a fringe, that you may look upon it and remember all the Torah instruction of Yahweh, and do them that you seek after your own mind and your own eyes, after which you used to go whoring. Verse 40, that you may remember to do all the Torah instructions and be righteous unto Yahweh, O congregation of the children of Israel.
Now hold that point. Now you see, he killed the man for not doing the Sabbath day. Then when he got through killing that man, then he noticed that they were dressed up like the Egyptians. You know, the little sharp white miniskirts they had on. He told Moses, tell him, get up out that sharp miniskirt stuff and put them some royal blue garments on and some princes. He said, you see, he killed you for not keeping the Sabbath day. Guess what? The fringes is just important as the Sabbath day. They goes together. Case in point, in closing statement, go to Zephaniah 1:6-9. Let's go to Zephaniah 1:6-9, closing statement. Just as important as keeping the Sabbath day, it's just as important as keeping the fringes on your dress well. Because he noticed you were dressed like the nations. So, he said, you see, I killed this man, but I keep my Sabbath day. I'm going to kill you for not wearing fringes. I know. But guess what? When? We're going to find out right now. Zephaniah 1:6-9 and closing statement out. But
the book of Zephaniah, it is here, chapter 1:6-9 reads, and them that are turned back from Yahweh, and those who have not sought Yahweh nor required for him. Verse 7, hold your peace at the presence of Yahweh, for the day of Yahweh is at hand, for Yahweh has prepared a sacrifice. He has bid his guests. Verse 8, and it shall come to pass in the day of Yahweh's sacrifice that I will punish the princes and the king's children and all such are clothed with strange apparel. Verse 9, and the same day also will I punish all those that leap on the threshold, which fill their master's houses with violence and deceit.
Mm-hmm. Read verse 8 again.
Zephaniah 1:8. And it shall come to pass, Yahweh's sacrifice, that I will punish the princes and the king's children, and all such are clothed with strange apparel.
You hear what he said? He said, I'm going to punish you for having on strange apparel. So you're just like oil and water, say, hold back your way. Guess what? The princes is just as important as the Saturday. They go together like water. The wet go with the water. The fringes go with the Sabbath day. They both go together. So if you want to be in a congregation where they say you're not allowed to wear fringes, Mr. Preacher, you committed suicide on yourself and me for being among you. Because he said he's going to punish us that we ain't got no fringes on. See that? But they're going to ride down with the nation. And guess what? They're going to catch you with them too. Brother Titus, you done your part in grand style. One of the teachers out of Camp 1, Brother Titus, what's your closing statement behind this? You're on the clock. Come on.
Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1:15. For righteousness is immortal. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 2:11. Let our strength be the Torah instructions of justice, for that which is feeble is found to be nothing worth. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Yeah. So listen, see, Robbie, come on. Guess what grace means? Grace means while we come on this broadcast, I tell you plainly, you got to keep the Sabbath day, you got to have a righteous gathering, and you must have your fringes on. That's how you know the difference between you and other nations, the fringes. It's not color. You see, in the early part of the lesson, the woman, he called a woman that looked just like him in color-wise a dog. She said, true, I'm a dog, but can I get a couple of little crumbs? And so in Matthew 15:21, listen, see, right, the Sabbath day, feast day, was written, but it'll be over you. Keep the Sabbath day. Put your fringes on. Then Yahweh recognize you being one of his sons, one of his daughters. All right. So we ought to get become humble to tell you what the man's saying. And Mother D. F. Israel, tribe of Yahdah, Judah, one of those out of Camp 1, go to Colossians chapter 3, verse 25, and tell us what do that say, Mother D. F. Israel? What does that say in Colossians 3:25? Now, he's talking to you. He's making some statements, but we want to hear what he's saying before 96 A.D. Colossians 3:25. What is this, Mother D. F. Israel? Come on.
One minute, yeah.
I know.
I'm trying to get through it. Okay. Colossians chapter 3, verse 25 reads, but he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he has done, and there is no respect of person.
Good man said. He said, now you have done wrong. He said, you will receive the reward of wrong. That what you hear the man say?
Yeah.
836 Proverbs. Now he pulled that. See, he remember. I keep telling you, they pull in verses. They just not talking about their head. They pull in verses. He said, if you do wrong against that Torah custom, you will see the wrongness of that reward.
Mm-hmm.
When he was telling the more of the kingdom, they pull that verse 36 of Proverbs. Listen good, Mother DL. That's what he said. See, remember. Your preacher's telling you that the left side of the book got away with. That's all they're doing is pulling verses. 836 says what?
Proverbs chapter 8, verse 36. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death.
You see that? You see what you say? You know? He said you sin against your own soul. He said, "You and guess what? You love some death, and that's what you're going to get." Huh? Then he came right back, Paul came right back and left that and went around Rome and found some Israelites there and told them in 6:23 something over there in Romans 6:23. Paul was talking to them. He was talking death. Paul was talking death. And that verse was pulled from Proverbs. He stopped over and told Northern Kingdom over here. He said, look here. If you wrong against this man, the man going to kill you. He left there and he went over and went to Rome and found some Israelites in Rome. In 6:23, what did he say?
Romans chapter 6, verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of Yahuwah is eternal life through Yahuwah the Son, our Yahuwah.
He said the price you're going to pay is death. Paul was talking death. You see what Paul was talking? Paul was telling you, you don't line up with this book. All you is a walking time bomb for death. That's what he's saying. He's going to back and answer. And guess what? They were pulling these verses and rehearsing these verses. Let's go to Zach and Ezra, chapter 14, verse 13 through 15. And 34 and 35, 2 Ezra, chapter 14, verse 13 through 15. Then skip down to 34 and 35, Mother, Jesus, Israel, one of Moses out of Camp 1. They was pulling verses all over the Bible. Look what he said. They pull this. 2 Ezra chapter 14, 13 through 15, 34, 35. What is it there, Mo?
2 Ezra chapter 14, verse 13 to 15, and 34 and 35.
Mm-hmm.
2 Ezra chapter 14, verse 13. Now, therefore, sit thy family in order and reprove your people. Comfort such of them as be in trouble. And now, well, we now corruption. And now renounce corruption. Okay. Verse 14. Let's go from the mortal thought, cast away the burden of man, put off now the wicked nature. Verse 34. Therefore, if so be that you will subdue your own understanding and reform your mind, you shall be kept alive, and after death you shall obtain mercy. To death shall the judgment come, when he shall live again, and then shall the name of the righteous be manifest, and the work of the Anyakwali shall be declared.
You mean that Bible told us? Read verse 35 again. You mean you can just die this thing? No, see, right. Did you hear the man saying? The seer is telling you exactly what's going to happen. The judgment starts after you die. After you are laying in that coffin. Guess what? That's when the judgment starts on you. Read verse 35 again. Here it is. Verse 35, read it again.
2 Ezra 14:35. For after death shall the judgment come, when we shall live again, and then shall the name of the righteous be manifest, and the works of the Anyakwali shall be declared.
Yeah. Let's go to Enoch. 2 Enoch 62:1-3. Did you hear the man saying? He said, now after you have shed it down, he said, guess what? That's when he's going to start poking on you. He'll poke on you after you're dead. And get in the righteous. See, if we wasn't thinking nothing was coming after this, he's saying, the one that hold on to righteousness, that's when you're going to see what you got to see, righteousness. But righteousness, you keep your Torah instruction. He said, I'm going to get the one that's not keeping it, you just read it. I'm going to kill him. Put them down, and I'm going to wake them back up, and I'm going to kill them again. 62:1-3, in the closing statement. Hey, Terry, you see, it's seen the drink all over here. Enoch 62:1-3.
Okay.
2 Enoch. Pull out your Enoch book, mother.
I got my Enoch book out, but I don't know which one is second. Oh, let me see.
Mother E, help out. Help work with your mother. Help her out. Help her work with your book. 1, 2, and 3. Help her work out.
Second Enoch. Let me see.
You said 62, 1, 2, 3.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. 1, 2, 3. 2 Enoch 62:1-3.
Yes.
Verse 1. Blessed is the man who in his patience bring his gift with the belief faith before Yahweh face, because he will find forgiveness of sin. Verse 2. But if he take back his word before the time, there is no repentance for him. And if the time pass and he does not of his own will perform what is promised, there is no repentance after death. Verse 3, everybody call. Verse 3, because every work which man does before the time, outside the time, he has promised it,
is all deceit before men and sin before Yahweh.
Well, I'll tell you a precept there to 3:19 of Acts. Make it plain. Make it a little plain. Acts 3:19. He said, listen, you can't die out this thing. And he said, and if you don't get it right before you shut down, you can tell those that you come in contact with, if you don't come and keep the Sabbath day, get them fringes on and all that, and you shut it down, I'm going to tell you now, when he wakes you up, there's no repentance after death. No repentance after death. You got to get it right before you die.
Yeah.
Your loved ones ain't going to no good place. Matter of fact, they're going to be worse off. Because there's no repentance after death. 3:19, the closing statement. Come on with that.
Acts chapter 3, verse 19. Repent you therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the time of refreshing shall come from the presence of Yahweh.
Should I say anything more to Wednesday night? No. Bill, Israel, tribe of young God, Judah, one of Moses, Camp 1, close it out. I'm through with it. You don't repent and you shut it down, I tell you now, when you wake it up, your loved ones, they're going to burn them all over again. Okay? That's why you got a big job ahead of you. Are you going to teach the Bible? Or are you going to sit there and let your loved ones walk around thinking he's got something coming about being good? Mm-mm. Come on, Moses. Close out.
Yes. I want to read. Hopefully I can get to it. I want to read Psalms 111. 10, and then I want to go somewhere else. Let me see if I can do it. Psalm 111, verse 10. The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his Torah instruction. His praises endure forever. Leviticus chapter 24, verse 1 reads, and Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 8, every Sabbath you shall set it in order before Yahweh continuously,